Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello, I'm Jack Beaumont. I do Crime Club. In Series 1, I spoke to people like this.
Did you not kick a policeman in the head?
Yeah, that was... When was that? I was 17. Wait, was I 17 or 19? I think it might have been 19, actually.
In Series 2, I talked to people like this.
There was a paedophile with one leg. I kicked him clean out his wheelchair. About four of us, we battered him.
And this.
Cheated on your boyfriend to give him gonorrhea? Do you want to go there, or would you rather not?
Yeah, no, I could talk about it.
I have jingles like this. That's Crime Club, where strange people tell stories involving bad behaviour.
The following podcast is a member of the Great Big Owl family.
Oh, hello! Hello, how are you?
I'm very well, I mean, I've just been telling the Patreoners all about my new cosmetic job that I've had done. And if you went on Patreon and paid $5 a month, you could see the video and you could see what I've had done.
And it's
describe
it for
the listeners.
Oh, well, listen, for anyone, we're doing this over Zoom.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm looking at Angelos, or should I call him Rylananos?
Oh, you
he
should
looks
call
like
me that.
A cross between Rylan Clark and Barry's Gibbs.
Yeah, from the Bee Gees.
From the Bee Gee Tips, he looks like. He's got a set of measures that you would not credit.
Yeah. Ask me how much they cost, Barry.
How much they cost, Barry? I mean, Angelos.
Well, I paid £3,500 for the top set. When I stick the bottom set in, that sticks it over $5,000. Now, if you were in London, like the Belgrave Centre, or any of the places like Dominic Court goes, or Shane Warne, or any of that lot, right?
Yes.
You're looking at upwards of $20,000. Okay.
Of course you are.
Yeah.
Of course you are. So,
but these,
two questions.
$5,000.
How much? $5,000. From where'd you go to get them?
Czechoslovakia. I went to Czechoslovakia. I went to my clinic.
Down Czechoslovakia way,
I went there.
They're still open.
They're still open. Right. Listen, what they got a catchphrase down there, right? And you know what it is?
What?
Lockdown, schmuckdown. Right?
Yeah,
They don't give a shit about any of it, right? And I'm like, oh, good, finally, some common sense, you know? So I've got on a plane down to Czechoslovakia, and as I was saying previously on the call, I walked straight through the foyer and reception, straight up to the receptionist, pointed at my gob, and I said, fix it. She's taken one look at my teeth, and she's had a right old laugh, right?
Yeah.
3 hours later, I come out with these beauties.
I've got to tell you something, out there, the old, what I call behind the Iron Curtain. Behind the Iron Curtain, they don't give a fuck about COVID.
They don't give a shit. But they don't have to give a shit, do they?
Because
they've got the vaccine over there.
My Margaret. Remember we went over there, Hungary, Budapest. Behind the Iron Curtain. So we went there, and they got these baths.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Humid baths.
Oh, they love them.
Now, don't tell me that ain't the perfect breeding ground for COVID. There's a steamy air. Yeah. It is like...
all closed in,
flies, isn't it? Flies to shit, that is, as far as the COVID bug goes.
Oh, yeah.
And there's a lot of shit and flies about as well.
Yeah, I know.
We went in there. I'm going, is it still open for tourists with the COVID? You'll come in, don't give two shits.
Just pops to shit in woods, is it?
Is it? So I got in there. Do I have to wear a mask? No, nobody mask? Give two shits.
No one give fuck. We have anyway. We have vaccine. We have vaccine.
Yeah, vaccine. Say hey, vaccine.
Yeah.
So we get to the hotel and I say, have you got up the desk? And I say, have you got a spare toothbrush? We forgot to pack it. And they go, and would you like vaccine? Why you? I went, all right. I've taken a little vial upstairs to Margaret, who's watching some Eastern European television. Just a lot of tractors it is,
that's
I
it.
Think.
Yeah.
Pulling, you know.
Pulling people around.
Tractors pulling people around. You know? It's lovely.
But it's a sport over there, isn't it?
Lovely show.
And now, Yuri will pull first on 250 tractors.
Exactly. Anyway, I've given Margaret, she's a bit unsure about it. I've said, this will cost you top dollar anywhere else. It's all dirty. I've given her the injection. Well, you've seen her, haven't you?
Well, I've seen it's her. She's blown up like a football.
She's blown up like a bloody football.
And not only any old football, but those footballs with the black and white hexagons.
Yeah, she's got all hexagons.
Like, she looks like a cow.
She's got hexagons all over her face. Now, look, if you go back and you start watching the World Cup 1974 with Beckenbauer and all that, you think, is that you, Margaret? What were you doing on the pitch?
Yeah.
You know, wonderful, great memories. And England, well, look, you know, I don't think we qualified in 74, but, did we? No, the polls knocked us out.
That's right.
Know?
But as I said, you know, I'm prepared to take the vaccine and look like a 1970s football black and white hexagons if it means I can go about my daily business.
Daily business, you know? Of course.
There's got to be compromise somewhere along the way.
Well, exactly. But the problem is she's got the one leg now.
Yeah.
She's got the other one that is sort of, you can just make it stuffed up her bum. And
that was part of the deal as well. And it's like, all right. Okay.
I wouldn't
mind. There were compromises.
Well, of course. You know, I mean, if you go into a restaurant and you only pay a fraction of the price of a top quality one, you're not going to expect the full, you know. But she's, and also what is, I mean, all right, if as a spare ball when the kids come over in the back garden.
Perfect.
And they always get burst on our roses, you know, so we've got that, keep her in the garage. Unfortunately, she doesn't run true because, you know, like a space hopper. You know those two horns that used to hold on
out
to?
Of her.
But her face is that design of a space hopper and all.
Christ.
It's a mess, if I'm honest. But it's all good, Mum.
Well, it's nice that she puts herself up to be kicked around the garden at all. She doesn't have to do that, you know.
Definitely not, you know.
Poor cow. Have you had the vaccine?
Well, I put myself down for trials.
Right.
You know, I went there and I
You went to
I'm
Russia?
Not, I went to Russia. Mm-hmm. I went there. I said, my wife has had the vaccine
said to you, what happened to her?
They say, let me see a photograph.
Yeah.
So I hold out a photograph and they said, we do enjoy 74 World Cup, but is there a picture of your wife? I said, that's her! That's her! Oh, no, you must try this. Anyway, I've had this vaccine, and whilst I'm sure it protects me from COVID-19, as they call it. It
doesn't protect you from humiliation around the street.
It does not. It does not. Let me show you this.
Oh, Christ.
Have a look at... Hold on.
Oh, no.
Yeah, have a look at it.
Oh. Oh.
What do you think that is?
Oh, I don't know what that is. Now, it's certainly a lot longer than it used to be. But
the one on the right is. The one on the right.
Yeah, but it shouldn't be that long. Even at your age, it shouldn't be that long.
Let me just pull it up. Get it up on the floor. Yeah, that's the end of it. Now, is that luminous?
That is luminous.
Would you imagine?
That is. Turn the lights off.
Hold on.
Turn the lights off.
That's the light off.
Yeah, no, that's glowing in the dark.
Can you see that in the dark?
Yeah, I can see that. Oh, look. There's a little bit. There's something branded on it. It says.
Was it? So it is.
Barry from Watford is a knob. Well, I don't.
Yeah. The final humiliation.
Christ almighty.
But you think you might
won't see that. That's the thing.
Well, it's all down there on the floor. Mm. But tell us about when you went in and you.
Well, I wrote a letter. I was so furious. Yeah. I was so furious about it. I wrote to them afterwards and I said, look.
The Russians.
Yeah. Because I was flown over to St. Petersburg as part of the initial trials, right?
That's it.
And it's just, we're looking for. Any old twat that's going to come out that doesn't mind having stuff stuck in them, and all right, okay. Is there any money involved? I say, yeah, 20,000 ruble, right? And I'm thinking
about 50p.
Well, that's I didn't know that. I thought I was about to go on holiday with Corfu with that money, but no, it's about 50p. So I've gone over there and I've had me injection and all that stuff, and well, I got back on the plane the next day, and as I left the clinic, they went, "You're fine now. You're completely. You won't get it no more, right?" So I'm thinking, "Oh, good." Anyway, I'm sat on the plane, right, on the way back, and I'm thinking, "Ooh, that feels very strange," you know.
Yes.
And as the plane flew further and further, this curious, uncomfortable feeling just grew and grew and grew. And I was getting worried by the end of the flight. So I thought, I better just go and have a look. I got myself up out of my Aeroflot seat.
Yes.
And went to the toilet and I shut the wooden door because that's still what they've got right?
I know.
I lifted up the wooden tea chest, you know, that is the bog, right?
Yeah, I know.
I pulled my trousers down
and the pants corresponded.
Well, pulled the pants down after I had a feel in the area, thinking to myself, there's something not right about this, right?
And I'm thinking,
what is that? So I pulled my pants down. Sure enough, like Margaret, there's this leg now growing out of my bum, right?
Bum hole.
That's right. I thought it was a leg, right?
Oh.
But I picked it out in between my legs and had a good look at the tip, and it's a hole in it for all the stuff to come out. So, right, it's just like an elongated arsehole. That's the only way I could describe it. Anyway,
it's
about 3 feet long, this long sort of stumpy, fleshy stump, looks like a leg, but on close inspection, it's an elongated arsehole, right? So,
Christ!
Yeah, that's what
Who
I thought.
Who do you complain to about that?
This is a problem. I thought, right, I'm going to have to suck this up for a little while. So I curled it back up into my pants, and I pulled my pants out, and I pulled my trousers up, And I've done my best to make my way back to the seat, but there's no disguising the fact that I've got a huge lump of flesh in my trousers, right?
At the back,
And I can't say this is my new elongated arsehole as a result of the Russian vaccine, you know. And I don't know that they gave a shit anyway, because they're so used to having injections and having things grow out of them that it's sort of de rigueur for them.
Yeah, of course it is.
Anyway...
Yeah.
So I get back to my house and I thought I'd put in pen to paper about this because it's...
All right,
I'm immune. But I've got a great big arsehole that's grown out of my original arsehole, right?
So I
pick up my trusted pen and I start scribbling. Dear Russian Clinic.
Yes.
I come over to St. Petersburg yesterday, in fact, and I was subjecting myself to your Russian COVID vaccine trials. The needle went in my arm, all successful. I had some borscht and some caviar and some vodka, which was thrown in, and I thank you for it.
Yeah, right? Nice. No.
However,
yes.
On the way home, on the plane, I couldn't help feeling that something was growing out of my bum that was not there before. And it was only when I went into the bogs at the Aeroflot that I pulled out this fleshy stump of elongated arsehole. And all there was all stuff in it as well. And that, I had to squeeze that out. And I just wondered what I can do about this, please. Because obviously it's inconvenient to say the least.
Sitting down
is now a problem. Yours, Angelos. Fair play to them. They write back to me. The Angelos. Elongated arsehole is a long tradition in Russia, and you will find that, like your penis in front, where you can steer urine all over the place, you can now do the same with back. I'm thinking, oh, that's a boon. It's a boon, but I'd rather not be in that situation, you know. I think if they're going to offer this vaccine, they want to do it and let you know what could possibly grow out of you. Do you know what I mean?
Hello, my name is Pete Ellison. This is Dave Cribb.
Hello, and we do a podcast called Friends with Friends, as you might have guessed from the music that's playing underneath, which is a sort of lo-fi rendition of the Friends theme tune for rights reasons. We get a different guest on every week on our podcast to talk about their favourite episode of Friends.
And we look through it in excruciating detail. We pick through levels of plot like no one has ever done before.
So if you like Friends or just listening to people talking, which are both valid activities, do look us up on the old podcast app. Apps and that. Friends with Friends, and we're on Twitter at FriendsWF.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit EnergyCitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
Well, I was inspired by that story. As you know, I've tried to release a single. It's topical, and I just wondered whether Delos went on Aeroflot. He had problems with his butt. He went into the toilet, and his arsehole came down. It curled around the wooden pan. The poor fucking bloke, he didn't know or frown. He put pen to paper. He said, I'll see you later in court if you don't rectify.
Yeah.
They said, what are you going to do? You come back and fly?
Fly?
That didn't quite like that. Work.
Yeah, but you, it was lost in translation because they don't speak English very well.
No, they don't. They don't do surgery very well, right?
Well, they do injections, okay, but they just
they do better.
Once they've injected you, they wipe their hands. They wash your hands of you, and they leave you alone. You know.
The word I tell you, the people who really, really are. Never mind the Russians. What about our friend from North Korea.
Oh, him.
Well, I mean, Jesus Christ, him. You wouldn't want to be there. It's
the glorious leader, the supreme leader.
The supreme leader. I call him.
I call him that as well.
Now, keen listeners will remember. Be aware that... We'll remember that we've dealt with this before.
This issue?
His sister, this particular issue, we're always of the hard-hitting issues, the topical issue. Mm. His sister, what's her name? Queen Jong-un, isn't it?
I would have thought so. I think it's Kim as well.
Kim, yeah, I think she's there, but no imagination, his parents. Kim and that. And she is basically supposed to be taking over, if I got that right.
This is what I hear.
But he's
told us this before, isn't he? He rung me up. He goes, Angela. So I go, I know who this is. What do you want? He goes, listen, I have decided to give up power and I'm going to go tobogganing and... Leisure time, centre park, all that stuff, just for 6 months, and my sister going to take over. And I think, that is good, you know, because she's a bit more moderate than you, you know, she's a bit more chilled out. And he laughed in my face, he goes, ha ha ha, bollock, she loved nuclear bomb more than what? Me love nuclear bomb.
Christ.
She got poster of nuclear bomb on her bedroom wall.
Yeah, that's right.
We're in for more of the same, are we, you know. She hasn't got my number, though.
No, but I tell you what was terrible. My mate, do you know, Jack Stevenson, he lives around, do you remember Jack?
He used to go
to the bowls club.
Very handy with the chisel, wasn't he?
Very handy with the chisel, beautiful cut. I mean, some of his lines, beautiful, that dovetailing he does on the drawers.
Well,
she said, get in touch. She goes, well, I'm really looking for a lovely bedside table, Jack. He's gone, well, I'm very busy. I've got a little, does a bit of work with accounts. She goes, let me put it this way.
Oh, Christ.
I am supreme leader in waiting of North Korea.
Right.
And when I want a bedside cabinet and occasional table for guests, for visitors, etc.
You pull it out.
You'll get a nest. It was a nest she wanted, a table.
Right.
You pull it out bag, or I put your head in bag and get you shot.
Oh,
so he's like, he gets out to me, goes, Barry, I'm getting a call from North Korea. Off he goes, Phnom Penh, right?
Oh, he has to go out there?
He's gone.
I thought he could have knocked it up in his shed and sent it over.
No, not a bit of it.
Oh, Christ.
There's an embargo on any occasional tables or bedside cabinets.
It's such a pain in the arse, apart from anything else. What are the tools like over there?
He's got all the power tools.
He
does a thing where he sprays them and you can see where they go when you shed.
Yeah, that's exactly.
He's gone out there.
Oh, God.
Anyway,
I don't
to
like
cut
where
long story
keep going.
Well, to cut long story short, he's had an affair with her, right? She's gone, come into bedroom, let me show you where bedside cabinet going to go. So, hello, you know, Jack's
like, where the bedside cabinet will go next to the bed.
The bed. She goes, come and sit. She pets it. Come and sit down next to me. She goes, so he starts sat down next to her. He's going, well, really, you want a 2x4 there? No, let's not worry about that. Now she's gone all coy, you know.
Coquettish.
She's got the same hair as Kim.
That buzz cut. And she's got them trousers.
Them bell bottoms with the Cuban heels and the Beatles
and Beatles jacket.
All the advice. Smoking. Around stood round the room with their pants, you know, writing it down.
What all the dimension of the table?
The table. And she's like, you want? And she patted next to it. Clearly, it's on.
He's on a promise, right?
He's got his tape measure and all that. Never mind that now. She presses a button, his tape measure goes in and all that.
Right, yeah.
He goes, look.
What's he supposed to do? I mean, this is
what's going on. You're out there now. Yeah. All the advisors there with their pads, sketching him on the bed.
Like a courtroom of evidence.
Anyway, she starts kissing him.
Oh, Christ, right.
She opens her boobs up, you know, pulls down a Beatles outfit to reveal. And do you know what's on her tits? Well, what nipples? Two nuclear bombs.
Well, this is what worried me, because he boned me up, right, when he got back. And he says,
all erect and all, ready for pushing.
He brings me out afterwards when he gets back, right, after this debacle, right?
Yeah.
And he goes, this is the strangest thing, Angelus, right?
That's it, yeah.
When I pull... when I pulled down her Beatles jacket
to get her
chits out, right?
Very crude like that. Right. Very crude.
He's very upfront, and I get a bit embarrassed when he's so upfront.
Yeah, I do.
He's like, pulled down her Beatles top to get her chits out, right? And I don't know if they was ladies' tits or just a very fat man. And I says, I says, well, what are you saying? You know, what are you saying?
Sort of thing. Well,
he says, oh, and I don't know. I says, well, did you go any further? Did you get any tops in? You know? And he goes, well, I tried to get down there and take off them bell bottoms. Take off them bell bottoms, right? That she wears, right?
Yeah.
And I go round the back and she's happy with that, right?
Yeah.
But when I come round the front, she's like, oh, no, leave that alone, you know. And I said, I'm thinking, whoa, I don't know what's going on here. Like, this has got, I don't know if these, I mean, yeah, they've got nuclear bombs tattooed on them, but I don't know if these are tits or like fat man stuff, you know? Yeah. I said, well, how did you leave it, you know? I said, well, I got a bit self-conscious when I pulled her Beatles top off, and the advisors are all still there, like, drawing at us.
I said,
as much as I respect you, Supreme Leader, I can't, this is embarrassing, you know. I've only come over to build you a couple of tables, you know.
Yeah.
She was very understanding.
Well, when he come back to me, of course, once he's made the tables at home in his shed, he's going, look, it's only Barry. Can I send them over? I said, you can't send them. You're going to have to take them back, you know.
That's the rules.
Anyway, you know. He's gone back there, sure enough. And he said, same as you, in the same light, in the Grand Palace there. He thought, it doesn't half look like Kim. I don't know. And he, you know,
from the photos, isn't it?
Come upstairs, she go, patting the bed, all the advisors around, flicking over. He said, as they flicked over their pads, could see the drawings from last time, they looked suspiciously male.
Putting doubt in his mind again.
Exactly. And mate, so he's thinking, right, he said, so what I've got in mind is you could stick a tease made on it. Never mind that. Come and sit next to me. Your books. Never mind all that business.
And anyway, she's wearing the Beatles outfit and the bell bottoms.
She's got the outfit and all that. He pulls down. It ends up, he's pulled down her pants. Right. And they was wide fronts. Yeah, no, even, not even thing, a hint of any woman is done.
Hairy legs.
Where the, I believe it's called the clitoris. Right. It should be. Yeah, it's a button, all right. Oh, and it's a little button which has got in for nuclear on it, right?
Right.
And
yeah.
And this
and
was
a big old knob hanging off it.
Pleasure me, he's going, pleasure me, or you will face firing squad. And so he's thinking, I don't dare nudge that with my tongue because the whole of Western civilization could go up in a second, you know. So it's made.
Well, it's a very, very precarious situation.
Well, you've got, I mean, there's a, as far as Kim goes, as the IRA said, you only have to be lucky once. And there's three opportunities. There's one on each tier and one down there, isn't there?
Yeah.
And so he was, I mean, you know, of course, in North Korea now, he's got a reputation as a terrible lover. But in many ways...
I would be happy to swallow that, I'll tell you.
Yeah, exactly. But, you know, I mean, whether this new Kim, let's call him or her Kim Martin. Whether he...
Whether they...
whether they are believes.
That's right. That's it. In non-binary.
In non-binary. Yeah. Whether he or she is a lesser warmonger, we don't know.
No, we don't know.
Very horny. Very horny.
I mean, maybe... maybe they're answering some sort of internal question that they've had lingering, you know, for decades.
Well, whether they are or not, I mean, poor old Jack, you went to Korea. He was so nervous he nearly got diarrhea. He went up to the palace bedroom. She said, come sit with me. He got down on his knees and then, Christ, come and suck my titty. He went for one, it looked like a gun. The other one looked like a bomb. Jesus Christ, Clitoris, can't go wrong.
That'd be nice.
You can't go wrong. What a horrible story, Jack. And I phoned Jack and I said, that's not befitting. I said, that's not befitting for our podcast.
No, he said, and it's fine, it's true, it happened, so I need to speak the truth, you know, speak truth to power, you know?
Yeah, that's right, that's what you said.
Speak truth to power.
You always do, I've always said that.
Got to
speak
truth to power, you know.
You do look like Mick Jagger.
Yeah,
well, you do,
speak truth to power.
But, I mean, your sister took over from you once, didn't she?
Oh,
do you remember?
Well,
she's always pushing in your
sister.
She
was trying to take over my, you know, my legacy. And I used to make cups of tea for, you know, the old people down at the bars, you know, down at the swimming bars, you know, on the Wednesday morning.
A voluntary
thing, you know. I was very proud of that job. And I mean, all right. I was shit at it, okay?
Yeah, okay.
And they didn't want me to do it, all right?
No.
But I'm like, no, this is my thing, this is my job, and it's where I like to be every Wednesday morning, serving my tea to the old people.
Yeah, people. Anyway. Fair enough. It's not giving back.
Yeah, giving back. But one day, my sister, Leslie, she comes down and she says, no, I take over now.
Yeah. Is she from North Korea as well?
She, this is it. Like, she puts on these accents, right?
Yeah, I know.
And, you know, and I was thinking, oh, Christ. And so she goes, oh, no, me take over now. You know, I said, Lidley, this is my job, right? And she says, no, I take over from your tea making job, and if you don't like it, I'll kill you.
So,
she threatens me with death, right? And I thought to myself, well, that's, you know, that's nice, and I don't really know where this is going.
No, but that was the problem with her, wasn't it? Because she was so full of this, oh, I can do whatever you can do,
well,
Angela.
She had a lot of all
your
that.
Parents, I mean, your parents spoiled you rotten and they treated her like shit.
She had all sorts of insecurities, that one.
Oh,
I mean, she is riddled with insecurity, you know.
Well,
she's thinking, you're your favourite son, I'm not a favourite son, you know. I've got respect for people and I do as I'm told, and you know, if that makes me the favourite son then okay, you know. She said, nah, you're the favourite son and all that, and she's off in nightclubs and getting stoned and getting, you know, drunk and all that, you know, with all the hoity-toity, you know.
Yeah,
we had a very difficult relationship, you know.
My sister was the same. Do you remember when
she was a right old cow, if I remember.
She was my sister. Yeah. Oh God! I mean, awful. One should never speak ill of the dead.
No,
she was a
right
witch.
Old cow, awful cow.
She was an awful cow.
A cow,
wasn't she?
Right,
wasn't she a cow to me?
It's written on her gravestone, isn't it? That's
and
how.
She was a,
what a cow!
Yeah, what a cow!
Yeah.
Shirley St. Michael, what a cow!
Cow. Yeah,
and I
here
paid for
this
that.
Cow, who was a
and
cow.
I was so, but I, it actually says co, because I couldn't even be bothered to finish it off. What a co. So what she done, I mean, she was full of it. She was like, I'm on a yacht this weekend. Not a bit of it.
Bullshit,
she used to go down to Southend, you know, them little pedalo things.
Oh,
that's not a yacht.
No,
so it's not a yacht.
Nothing.
She go, She goes, where Prince Andrew goes to Tramps nightclub, I'm going up dancing. I went up to London. She was dancing with some Tramps.
Yeah, this is it. Like,
she was literally...
That is delusion, though, isn't
she's
it?
Going, oh, I'm drinking at Tramps. Drinking with Tramps. Yes.
Yeah, and amongst Tramps.
Amongst Tramps. Yeah. She goes, oh, you know... I'm royalty, yeah, Lady fucking Mac, that's yeah, what you yeah, are, yeah, you know.
Yeah, but she,
oh, I'm eating the finest food from overseas, Iceland. Mm, Iceland, Christ. Not Icelandic food, no, it's from fucking Iceland, you know.
Yeah.
The finest McDonald's. Banquets from Greece, doner kebab and a sheesh mix, you go.
Dirty cow.
Was nothing posh about that dirty cow.
No. She treated you like shit, didn't she? I mean, Christ almighty. She tried to play you and your mother off against each other.
Yeah,
for
years
I remember you saying
I mean, I don't know why I fell for it, you know. I mean, when they was doing my mum's will. Do you remember when they... Hold on, I've got it here. Where is it?
Oh, you got the will.
Do you remember the old legacy? Oh, we went to the solicitor's office.
Yeah, had it read out.
And so basically, I'd seen the will in about 1955. My mum wrote it and said, I'm just checking this up. And, right. And as far as I'm concerned, it said, you know, I remember the top line was, I hereby bequeath all my worldly chattels.
Right.
I said, I don't want your chattels. I want them. My goods.
Spit
my,
on them.
The house. The house. That was amazing. The house. Yeah. Will go to Barry and he is to divide it up. Anyway, what's
your
name?
You're the
eldest. Here? I'm the eldest. This is the will here. I bequeath all my chattels, right? Chattels. My football Panini sticker will go to Barry. One. She had one, so of Colin Bell from Man City. I went.
I don't want
I
that.
Went,
you.
You want I went, I went Shirley. I phoned out Shirley. I said, Shirley, just you going through it. The papers, you know. I thought I was due the house and the car and the chattels, whatever they are. She goes,
no.
I said, well, according to this piece of shit, I'm getting one Panini football sticker. She goes, oh, don't you start on me, you
here
know.
Here we go.
She says, oh, you come round for Christmas. She had all the lavish food out and all that. Barry and Margaret are coming. I thought, well, you know, she's had the lion's share of mum and dad's thing. They sat me down. Do you want to give us one fucking twiglet between us? I went,
what is this?
I said, what the fuck is this, you know?
Yeah.
She was, I mean, she was awful. She was wiping her ass with works of art that my parents had, you know.
It must have been very tough to stand there and watch
very,
that.
Oh, it was very, and stand very, I did. There was no chair to sit on. No. I said, you're going to give us a drink for Christmas? Mm. She went, Ken! And he brought through, well, I know for a fact that that was a thimble of milk. She said, would you like some champagne? I said, what the fuck is that?
Milk,
you know?
Isn't it? Yeah.
She was a ghastly creature, my sister.
You don't want to speak ill of the dead. What a cow. What a cow.
I don't want to speak ill of the dead, but that silly fucking bitch. What, she made my life a misery.
Oh, well, she's gone now.
Yeah, I hope so.
Well, I hope
well,
that
what
helped.
A horrible way to finish it.
I hope that helps.
Oh, guys, what a treat to speak to you.
Oh, it's lovely. Keep we love it. We love you all.
We love each and every one of you.
Don't forget to sign up to the Patreons. No.
Don't get signed to Patreon, but on Thursday we do a show called The Nanite Show.
On
Zoom. It's very popular. Do you think we'd still be doing it if it wasn't hugely popular and any good?
Don't be stupid, please.
Don't be stupid, please. It's obviously very good, isn't it?
Yeah, it's very good. So come and bloody watch it, please.
Come on, bloody watch it. Okay, right. Don't do silly voices like that. Shirley made me do that.
Oh, no, she did. From Beyond the Grave.
Gets into my psyche from Beyond the Grave. Right. Okay.
Okay. All right, everyone. Okay. Till next time.
Till next time. We'll do one soon, won't we?
Oh, yeah, my bloody
boy. I should
Cocos.
All right. Okay. Lots of love, guys. Keep safe. Until next time.
GreatBigOwl.com Hello, you. My name's Tom Price.
Hello, I'm Dave Cribb.
You should come and join us every day. We do a podcast called Cabin Fever, where we talk to loads of comedians who've had to cancel everything else in their lives, so they come on our podcast instead, don't they, Dave?
Yeah, it's an isolation podcast.
Dave, were you yawning at the start of that sentence then? Was it just a little yawn?
Yeah, it's basically the Great Big Owl isolation podcast. We'll have people on from all our podcasts, from your Rule of Threes, your Brian and Rogers, your Musicals, your Bitchins. If you like any of our podcasts, if you like any of those people, chances are they'll be logging onto the Zoom call and just chatting, because let's face it, they got nothing else to do.
Also, there'll be a quiz on the bill. All right, see you soon. Lots of love.
Cabin FE83709. Oh, 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 that's our Twitter name.
Traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit EnergyCitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.